A sergeant of the law, wary and wise, that often had been at the parvis there was also, full rich of excellence. Discreet he was, and of great reverence. He seemed such, his words were so wise. Justice he was, full often in assize, by patent and by plain commission. For his science and for his high renown, of fees and robes had he many a one. So great a purchaser was nowhere none. All was fee simple to him, in effect. His purchasing might not be in fact. Nowhere so busy a man as he there nuz, and yet he seemed busier than he was. In terms had he case and dooms all, that from the time of King William were fall. Thereto he could indite and make a thing. There could no wight pinch at his writing, and every statute could he plain by rote. He rode but homely in a medley coat, girt with a saint of silk with bars small. Of his array tell I no longer tale. A Franklin was in his company. White was his beard, as is the daisy. Of his complexion he was sanguine. Well loved he by the morrow a sop in wine. To live in delight was ever his one, for he was Epicurus's own son, that held opinion that plain delight was very felicity perfite. A householder, and that a great was he. St. Julian he was in his country. His bread, his ale, was always after one. A better invined man was never none. Withouten baked meat was never his house, of fish and flesh, and that so plenteous, it snowed in his house of meat and drink, of all dainties that men could bethink. After the sundry seasons of the year, so changed he his meat and his supper. Full many a fat partridge had he in mew, and many a bream, and many a luce in stew. Woe was his cook, but if his sauce were poignant and sharp, and ready all his gear. His table, dormant in his hall alway, stood ready covered all the long day. At sessions there was he lord and sire. Full oftentime he was knight of the shire. An anlace and a gypsum all of silk hung at his girdle, white as morning milk. A sheriff had he been, and a counter. Was nowhere such a worthy vavasour.